Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Other than asparagus, there aren't too many edible products available at roadside farm markets yet, but if you're looking for decorative planting, right now is almost prime time. Mark Metcalf of Metcalf Landscaping, a roadside operator in Madisonville.
Mid-April is the beginning for us, as it is every year. I'm very reluctant, because of the facilities I have here, not to put a lot of things out before late April, simply because of Mother Nature and the frost.
Metcalf, a member of the Farm Bureau Certified Roadside Farmers Market Program, is a major mover of hanging baskets.
We grow about 5,000 hanging baskets, and we sell 100% of those right here in town. We have beautiful flowering hanging baskets and really pretty ferns, and that's a great Mother's Day item, as you mentioned earlier. Something pretty to take home to mom.
They do vegetable plants along with their floral offerings. Metcalf says the operation has been preparing for the upcoming season longer than you might think.
We have been busy before you think, actually growing all these things. We started sowing seeds at the middle of January, and we have been sowing seeds. In fact, I sowed some more seeds last Monday. And so we sow seed every week to grow the plant material.
We'll be right back.
Farm Credit, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm calling about a home loan. I'd really love to raise my family in a place where we can be
a real part of the community.
Right. A place with some acres, on a hill.
With a wraparound porch.
And a big old tree in the back.
With a treehouse in it.
Oh, my kids would love that. Can I get a loan for that, too?
At Farm Credit, we offer financial solutions designed to help rural residents achieve their goals. To find the financing that's right for you, visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
We're back with Madisonville roadside market operator Mark Metcalf, who says markets generally plan their openings around the weather, rule of thumb with a late April opening.
Unless the weatherman says it's not going to get that cold, because, again, I like to have quality plants that aren't bit, and they look good, and they're not stressed from being outside. But we've been going hard since the 1st of February.
And after the long-delayed warmer spring temperatures, it's just fun to visit roadside operations. Hear Metcalf on the more popular items out there this spring.
The hanging geranium is probably one of the prettiest, and they are certainly durable as far as abuse. And the second one would be an impatient, just a simple shade impatient. So there's the sun plant being the geranium and the shade plant being the impatience, and you have multiple colors of both.
And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.